attaches to the attempt. It is mine alone.
Command, friendship, orders, requests, curiosity, and sometimes disobedience, all leading to unpredictable conclusions. Ray and Tim are standing on the edge of a grassy bank, looking at an adventure worthy of Rockfist Rogan.
Down here! There's nothing here! It's just grass!
Mind the stingers!
Ow!
I told you!
Hit them down! In the ditch. Blimey! Come on! Whoa!
Well?
Ow. It's a big one, all right. See? Jerry writing. Careful!
Nah, it's all right. Won't go off without the fuse.
Well, maybe it will. I mean, it is a bomb.
Electric fuse. That's what Jerry uses. Just a lump of dead metal. Until...
Goodbye, Englander side!
What do you think, Rockfist?
It looks pretty conventional to me, old chap.
Think we can handle it?
I think we can handle anything Jerry throws at us. Fuse here. If we could get the tools, I think we could render this little package pretty harmless.
What tools?
Well, Cody, I don't know. Bomb tools, I suppose.
We haven't got any tools. Maybe we'd better leave it, Ray.
Yeah, but someone else might find it.
Who else? Nobody else knows it's here.
You found it and someone else might.
Then we ought to tell someone. A grown-up. The wardens, the bomb people.
But it wouldn't be ours, not our bomb. It'd just be any old bomb.
Not if we were the ones who told them. It'd be our mission, sort of.
I suppose you could tell old Cowper about it.
Yeah, let's do that. The army would come, the UXB boys.
That'd be terrific, wouldn't it? We could tell them that it was us that found it.
And we could watch them defusing it. It might even go off.
Okay, but I'll tell you what. Why don't we tell the police so Cowpat couldn't pretend it was all him and take all the credit?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay, Curly, let's grab a couple of those Nazi motorbikes and make tracks. Hard luck, Fritz, but we need them more than you.
Sitting together now in the front seat of the Austin, the corporal and the captain listen to the silence and wonder who will be the first to break it.
A few months ago, we were... My boyfriend, Peter, he's a bomber pilot, and, well, he'd done a tour, and we were visiting my parents in Scotland. It's just over the borders, actually, but, we went for a walk one afternoon, and my sister and I, Louise, we'd lived there or in France while we were growing up, and we knew it all. Every pathway, every track, and hill, and mountain, and... Peter and I were walking, and he stopped, and he was looking at the countryside. He was looking around for the longest time, and I said, "Penny, for your thoughts," and he said, "I was just thinking. I was thinking it was so beautiful, and I thought, is it worth dying for?" And I thought it was. All of this that we have, that actually it is. It's worth dying for. That sounds like the most fearful tosh, doesn't it? Baroness Orksey, Bulldog Drummond, only...
No, not to me it doesn't.
Well, you see, he meant it. And maybe it still would have been tosh, only he did. 2 weeks later, he began another tour, and they went down over Essen. February 7th. They do, the bomb boys, they go down, a lot of them, and... And I know he's with God. I believe that. And I know he knew what he was doing and knew what the risks were and... Yes.